Let's take a look at a simple application to illustrate some of the challenges that we have when working with the IsTrial API. So I just have a simple little phone app here, just with a text box and a button. And what we'll do is inside of the button click event is we'll just fire up an instance of the license info object. And what this allows us to do is to check whether or not we're running in trial mode. We'll go ahead and just pop that out and say info.isTrial. Snap that out to a string and go ahead and run this. And if you've played around with this at all, you'll not be surprised at all with the result, which is that false. You're not running trial software, which makes a ton of sense. The problem is that this object is just it's a sealed class. There's no interface to implement, which means that inside your application, when you're debugging and testing and developing your app, if you want to have any kind of functionality that changes based on the result of IsTrial, you have to really kind of come up with your own way of doing that and figuring it out. And that's what Trial Manager is all about. So let's go ahead and take a look at how we solve this problem with Trial Manager.
Let's go ahead and take a look now at how the Trial Manager can help solve this and make our life easier and give us some different options. If we look at the solution, you can see I have a class library project called slickbot.phone. Inside of this are all the classes, including Trial Manager, that makes this possible. If you go look at the blog post, I go into a lot more detail about how Trial Manager itself is actually created and how it works, and if you want to change it around or do whatever, add new capabilities, whatever, you can certainly do that. It's certainly a basic implementation to get us started, but it's useful. So what we'll do is open up app.xaml in our phone project, and I've already added a reference to the slickbot.phone assembly. So let's create a namespace called trial. And what we'll do here is add the slickbot.phone assembly. Then I'm just going to drop down into the application lifetime objects. What this will do is every time my phone app runs, regardless of whether it's from, you know, the first time it's launched or if somebody navigates to it on the back stack or whatever, we will always be instantiating a new instance of the trial manager. The trial manager has one very important property, the most important property actually, that needs to be configured, called the application policy. In the basic stuff that I've done so far, I actually provide you two different types of expiration policies for your trial software, a time-based expiration policy or a usage-based expiration policy. We'll start off with usage-based because it's the easiest to work with or to demonstrate really. So we'll go in and say max usage. And we'll just say you can use my software a maximum of 3 times before your trial expires. Let's go back now to the phone page here, my main page.xaml, and we'll change this over now to use trial manager. So I'm just going to go ahead and say trial manager dot, and I can pull up current, and it has the isTrial method on it as well. We'll go ahead and run this now. And when I hit the button, you'll see it still says false. Well, what's going on? That didn't seem to help at all. Well, what's actually happening underneath the covers is when you make a call to isTrial, by default, what it's going to want to do with a default configuration for Trial Manager is go ahead and create an instance of the license info object and check that. So if you're running in the real world, quote unquote real world, someone's downloaded your app from the marketplace, obviously you want to use the license info object. But for development and debug purposes, that's not what I'm looking for. So what I can do is come in here and on the Trial Manager, I can set the run as trial property. All right, so we'll set this to true. Now we'll run the app again. And now when I click on the button, you can see we're running as true. Very cool. All right, let's go ahead and take a look then at how max usage policy is actually working. All right, so let's start taking a look at what's actually going on with this max usage. We're going to come back into my main page. And what I'm able to do with this is every time that I use a feature or my application launches or wherever I want to put this, I can increment my trial manager count and say, hey, you know, I'm using this. What we'll do is go in and just go ahead and grab our trial manager, get current. I'm going to grab the application policy, and so I know I'm using this as a usage policy. So we'll go ahead and just cast that to the usage expiration policy. And what I can do is I can just go to the usage count and increment that up by 1. And what we'll do down here is let me just grab all of this and we'll just kind of show you the output because I want to illustrate something that the trial manager also does for us. So we'll put this out to a string. Let's go ahead and run the app first. So I'm going to launch, I'm going to hit the button, You can see, okay, I've used it once. Okay, you've used it twice. And you're thinking, well, that's just clicking a button. What if I want them to use the app three times? Well, check this out. I'm going to leave the app. We're going to go back to the Start menu here. I'm going to bring up the trial service demo. And now watch what the number is when I say use it again. The number is 3. So what Trial Manager is actually doing for me is every time the application loads or exits, it's actually persisting the usage policy information for me. So if I just want this to happen, you know, you can use the app X number of times. I just need to call, you know, usage count plus one wherever I want that to happen, in the, you know, in the application startup, in the first page load, whatever, right? I can put that wherever I want, or when you use a certain feature, however you want to do that, I can use that. So that's the really cool thing that Trial Manager does for us. All right. Now we'll come back and start to show you some things like what happens when someone actually exceeds the usage count. All right, so now we want to do something when you exceed your usage count. We'll come back into our app.xaml, and you'll see on the trial manager that it has an expired event. Now, the expired event is also available on the expiration policy object itself. In the future, I envision kind of able to have multiple application policies, one kind of a global one and then different ones for different features. So at this level, if you wire it up at the trial manager, it's kind of like for the application as its whole is really what's going on, even though you could, again, wire this up at the actual application policy level if you wanted. So I've just wired up the event handler. That's going to get created in the app.xaml.cs file. So let's go look at that. And then what we'll do is just come in here, say messagebox.show, and we'll just say your trial has expired. Now, between I went ahead and reset the emulator, because obviously the way the trial manager is persisting data is saving it to isolated storage, and since we already kind of had expired the software, I wanted it to start all over again from scratch so we could kind of see that experience from the get-go. So let's go ahead and start this up. So there's one usage, there's two usages. All right, you've used it 3 times so far. Let's go ahead and use it the 4th time. And you can see that event's fired. And I can do, obviously, whatever I want. Here I'm just throwing up a message box, but you could most likely use the Marketplace Launcher and send them out to an opportunity to buy the application. And that would be some great feedback if people think that should be just be part of Trial Manager to send you out to the Marketplace, or whether or not I should just leave that as something that you handle as an individual developer. It'd be kind of interesting to hear people's thoughts and feedback on that. So let me know. That is the usage scenario. Let's go ahead and take a look at maybe doing this a little bit differently now and doing it with the timer. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at using timer-based expiration. We'll switch back into our app.xaml, and what we'll do here is just real quickly change this to a time expiration policy. There is no max usage property. There's two key properties. One is mode. I can set this for lifetime or session. Lifetime basically means I'm going to let you use my application for 30 days. No matter how many times you stop or start it, you get 30 days. Session basically means you could use my app for up to, let's say, 5 minutes at a time, and then you're prompted. After that, you know, you're just going to get prompted to have to buy the new one. So we'll just go with lifetime. Easy enough to do. And then you set the trial duration. And I'm going to come in here, and we'll just, for illustration purposes, we'll say, you know, you get a 30-second trial. Now, by default, the way the trial manager works is that it sets up a dispatcher timer and sets the time interval to 1 minute ticks. For testing purposes, sometimes it's nice to have a faster timer interval. So we'll go in and set up, how about 10-second ticks. Sounds good? And then what we'll do is switch back over to the page here, the main page, and let's change this over to a timer expiration policy. Obviously, usage count doesn't matter anymore. What we'll do instead, though, is let's just spit out some of the values. Probably the most interesting is the elapsed time. So I'm going to go ahead and say I want to look at the elapsed time, and we'll put that to a string. We'll do that, and I think we're good to go. We'll go ahead and run this. So let's fire this up. And the timer starts immediately. So I'm going to click on button, and right now we haven't even, you know, we haven't gone 10 seconds yet, so we haven't had our first tick event. So we're still looking, waiting for our first tick to hit, so that'll go to 10 seconds. Okay, there's 10 seconds. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to exit the application. So we ran that app for roughly 10 seconds. right? It's about how long that ran. And just the way it's implemented right now, when you exit, I just take it from the last tick. I don't calculate, you know, how far back you or how much more time you use before the next tick fired or whatever. I figured close enough within a minute or two is probably fine for most scenarios. And then what we'll do is we'll launch our app again. And you'll see if I immediately update the time, you can see we remembered how much time ran from last time. So now we'll wait for a couple more ticks here to happen. Let's see if we can get to 20 seconds. There's 20 seconds. So the next tick should put us over our 30-second subscription, and we should see that pop-up message come up here any second now. We should see that. There we go. And now my trial has expired. There is one other little feature that's just worth pointing out before we wrap this up. As you've seen, you know, the trial manager persists the state of your expiration policy every time you exit the application, regardless if you hit the Windows Start button or use the Back button, it's going to persist your state. And the problem, of course, with that is that means every time you launch the app, that it's going to go and look for that data file. And if it finds it, it's going to try and load it. And sometimes you want to start from scratch or you're doing some things and you just don't want to have to deal with that, because the only way to get rid of it would be to stop and restart the emulator. So if you don't want it to persist state while you test things, you can set the do not persist property equal to true, and then you won't get the data persisted. Now, obviously, you're going to want to take this out before you actually ship your application. That's a real quick introduction to the trial manager. The blog post will have a little more detail. Certainly lots of ways to change this and make it, you know, do different things or whatever, and I have some ideas in my head. Love to hear yours. And you can use this code however you want. The only thing I ask is that if you do use it, just shoot me an email to let me know you're using it. So just jbrand@microsoft.com. And I'd appreciate to hear how folks are using it and if it's proved useful or not. So I hope you've enjoyed the screencast.